Diablo accessories. The Rush Hour is live from the Cremorne Hotel.
Is this moron number one?
But I also think I'm not appreciated here in Melbourne.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Taking us to your own pub to do an OB.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, we're down at the Cremorne Fat.
Yes, we are, Jimmy Boy, and have a listen to them.
Rocky.
Oh, rocking and rolling at the Cremorne.
What the hell?
Jim and Triple M, welcome to Geelong, the city of dreams, and they're all here. They've all just got off the bus from the special school and they've arrived.
Jeez. Oh,
but a good crowd in at the Cremorne, Jim. It's good to be down in Geelong, isn't it?
Oh, Bill, dead set heads on them like mice. This is a better joint than the last dump you brought us to.
Oh, the Valley Inn.
The Valley Inn. I just said to Clarkie before, this is a much more salubrious setup than that. That was falling down around us, the Valley Inn.
Good to see you, Jim, and hello to the listeners, and g'day to you, Rabsy.
Billy, you are king of Geelong.
Yes, that's what we want to hear.
Seriously.
But I'm excited, Jim. It's good to have these people here. It's good to be down in Geelong, the city of dreams. Look at it. Beautiful blue skies. Ready for a big game tomorrow, my friend.
We certainly are ready for a big game tomorrow. All the high-vis vests. The punters are looking very... I've got mine on, Bill.
Yeah.
Not unusual for me. There'd be a hard-working man with a high-vis vest on. Where's yours, Fat?
Well, I'm not a hard-working man. You know that. Well, but a lot of tradies in the house,
which is
good.
Absolutely.
Well, we got carpenters...
No. Nope.
Not one. Plumbers?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah,
righto.
That's it.
We've got a VIP table.
Look at the great Rocky Burnett over there. Of course,
Rocky.
Lord of the Isles. We've had to chisel him out of there to wander across.
Speaking of dumps. Tim Powell's here too.
Powley.
Tim Powell played for Richmond and Carlton.
He did.
The boss of CUB.
Yes.
So we welcome Powley. We're our nude nuts here and so other very special. A lot of local barflies here that
That's
come
it.
In every day. It's good to see them.
Nice,
they've had
Bill.
The free palmy and pot.
Now, Bill.
Yep.
If Africa is the home of the leopard, let's say.
Is it?
And Canada's the home of the grizzly bear.
Right.
And America's the home of the bald eagle.
Yes.
Have a guess what Victoria's the home of.
Victoria and Geelong and Melbourne is the home of...
Roadworks.
Yes.
I'm on my way in, Bill. This is...
Stop whinging.
Last time I checked, Friday to start a long weekend.
Yep.
The brain surgeons in this joint have got the only road into Geelong down a one lane to paint lines.
Yep.
Cars backed up to bloody Geelong Grammar.
Yeah, and a few of them are here.
Oh, please. Exactly.
They're down to three workers. The rest are here, Jim.
Which halfwit thought this would be a good day to do that, please?
Probably the Premier. I don't know.
What about a Wednesday night at 2 a.m? That's when you paint your lines. When no one needs the road. How about that for an idea?
We should have come up with that million-dollar idea yesterday.
Probably should have.
Hey,
it's a big guess. Have a listen to the guest, by the way. Tom Stewart.
Oh, mate, all Australian and a local.
As impressive a season that... Any defenders putting together Tom Stewart, can't wait for him. Chris Scott.
Scotty.
Himself.
Coming in here, right here.
The numero uno, of course, premiership coach of the Cats and former premiership player for the Brisbane Lions. Speaking of premiership players, Joel Selwood.
Three
of them he's got.
Superstar.
And he's in for a very special reason. This is just shows everyone, not only here at the Cremorne, but listening, what a vacuous person you are.
What's...
Do you know what the word vacuous means?
Cleaning
or
up.
Or do you give a shit about yourself?
Yeah.
You've actually had...
No, I haven't.
A Bill, put together something that's going to be unveiled at the back end of this show...
Yes.
...that I still cannot believe.
A statue, and I deserve it.
Oh.
If Bob Skilton can have one, I can have one, Jim.
He's won three Brownlows, Bill.
Well, my name's named after the Brownlow.
Oh.
But it's from Scene Technology, and we've got Rob and Hunsie here today, by the way, and they made this, Jim.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it because it'll be buffed, I reckon. I'm really... Can I see it? No. That'll be unveiled at 3:30.
A statue of you.
Joel Selwood said he wants to do it.
Does he?
That's how he rates me.
At your own pub.
At my own pub.
Yeah, there we are.
And everyone will just piss on it later, Jim.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we've got a very big show coming up,
by
the way.
Huge show.
Anything else? I see Wayne Carey thinks North Melbourne can win the flag.
Oh, Duck, come on.
Come on,
Duck. Hasn't he jumped on the bandwagon?
All that means is it'll be Geelong by how much tomorrow? As soon as people start writing that sort of stuff, Bill, that's the end.
You're just saying that. You like to be the underdog. Do you know the fines this year, Jim, after 11 rounds, all the fines that Michael Christian has handed out?
Yes.
Do you know what they total?
What?
$174,500.
Yep.
Where do those fines go?
Not sure. AFL coffers.
should go to the MND.
It should.
Like today, we're selling the beanies for $20.
Yep.
That should go there. What other news?
Well, Scott Thompson, a defender for the North Melbourne Footy Club, he's paid half of them.
Well, he's a South Bowen boy.
He is. Half of them have come out of his pocket. He has. Might want to learn at some stage not to just go around clipping blokes. Very nice to be here too. It is, Rabsy. Got a beautiful crowd assembled.
Yes.
What we're doing, you stay up there in Melbourne, Rabs, by the way, if you don't mind. Bill, what we're doing here is a thing called Friday Brag Artist.
Yes.
Where basically you can come to the table, not only the great people here in the venue, but also people at home.
These people can't get in. They've cracked the sad. Yeah, look, they've cracked the...
It's full. Bill, whatever you've done during the week that warrants telling us, Brag Artist and Rabsy, we have some extraordinary prizes. What are they, please?
Oh, mate, we have some massive prizes.
Oh, I did not know.
Two tickets to the Pivots lunch tomorrow.
That's it.
Geelong Cats retro round jersey. Tickets to Geelong North Melbourne, just your regulation tickets, hard to get.
That's it.
And a meat tray.
Impossible to get tickets to Skilled Stadium. What's it called now?
GMHBA.
Hello, that stadium. Bill,
there's
the retro jumper. Is that the one you used to wear?
Oh, no. Well, I wore it better, but it's got the old logo and it's got the colour on it. And, of course, you get it signed by Chris Scott and Joel Selwood and Tommy Stewart. And we got those Pivot tickets are worth $300
bucks
each.
All right. So, Brag Artist, Bill, is something you've done during the week. I'll open the batting Bruce Laird style.
Come on, Brucey.
Ton of firewood moved inside an hour.
With?
My Sterling Sherlock wheelbarrow.
And what else did you have
on? That's all. That's it, Rabsy. Inside an hour, Fat.
But with your gloves?
Might add some gloves.
Oh.
Bill, you can't move firewood without gloves, otherwise you destroy your hands. No. Everyone knows that. The boys here know that.
How soft is that?
You can't move firewood without piss off. All right, what about you?
Well, I don't want to take too much credit for it, but I got Triple M here today.
Oh,
I got the Triple M.
You are a joke.
So all the Geelong people could come down and see it, Jim. See how the magic on radio works.
Oh.
And look at them. They're just spellbound out here, Jim. They've got no idea how it all works.
They cannot believe it. All right, 133-53 is the number. I think we've got one of our favourites back at the desk taking the calls.
Who?
Least Dangerous Dave.
Oh, no.
About time he did something for us.
He saw the ratings, Jim, and he's trying to jump on board.
Back on. Exactly right.
But we need Stephen and Brendan and also Neil from here who are going to help us out with the Brag Artist to come up here.
All right, we're going to have them, and I think we've got a couple of nice callers coming too already, Bill, so that's coming up next. Oh, look at them, they're going beautifully, the punters in here, Bill.
They are, the Packington Street, of course, down here, the best pub in Geelong.
Well, now, Bill, I'll tell you what we're doing is the Friday Brag Artist.
Yes.
This is where you tell us something you've done during the week that's quite simply extraordinary. We've got great people down here. We're going to get them on mic in just a moment.
Yep.
Before we do, though, Rabsy, I think we've got Paul from the CBD.
Yeah, we do, mate. He's
Paulie.
How you going, skinny and 5XL?
Fat, I'll do. Yes, Paulie, what are you got? What are you bragging about?
Mate, you wouldn't believe this. I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
You're ugly. Oh, I love that.
When do you use algebra?
Well, he's getting through, Paulie. Very good. I like that. Stay on the line, Paul. With big prizes, by the way, we're giving away here. Adam in Grovedale in a second. But before we do, Bill, who we got here?
I got Brendan here in the pub from Geelong. Brendan, what's your brag artist?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Not my brag artist, but my daughter's brag artist is Assumption B-grade netball. 13 straight. Didn't drop one.
So unbelievable. 13 straight.
13 goals for Assumption College. Good work.
What's her name?
What's
Erica. Erica. Well done, Erica. You're a star.
13 straight.
Hey, the old man's got the beautiful retro jumper rolling too, isn't he?
That's it, mate.
Where'd that come from?
Down the club.
Oh, nice. That's exactly what Fat used to wear. Although his was four or five sizes bigger than that, but the same sort of idea.
Now, they've come from Geelong, from Kilmore today, these guys.
From Kilmore. Yeah. Well, it would make sense with Assumption, of course.
Era rum upstairs. Hey, bubbles in Bengali.
Stay there. Adam in Grovedale. Ads.
Hello, Jimmy, Billy.
Why aren't you here, Ads?
Yeah.
Oh, I've just finished work.
Righto, give us your Friday brag artist.
Oh, I'm leading the AFL, the Sports Bet, and the Triple M Tipping Comp.
That's good.
Oh.
All right, so let's pick your very learned brain then. Who's winning tomorrow, North Melbourne, Geelong?
Geelong.
All right, who's winning tonight?
Yeah.
Richmond.
Richmond win tonight and Queen's birthday?
Melbourne.
Ooh.
How many tips you got for the year?
80.
Ooh. He's leading, Bill, a lot.
Well, he didn't say how many. How do you do it? What's your secret environment?
Oh,
oh no!
What's your secret ingredient?
Bit of luck, Billy.
Yeah, you do.
Secret environment. Well, all right, who else have we got down here? Fat, get down
Neil.
The front. Neil.
Where's Neilo? G'day, Neilo. Welcome. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you going?
Righto, what's your brag, artist?
Look, I was lucky enough to get to the Origin on Wednesday night and lucky enough to meet Andrew Johns and have a chat and get a photo with him.
Bang! Unbelievable.
Oh.
And superstar,
good,
by the way.
And good bloke, Neilo?
Oh, look, he was busy, but he I was able to talk him into, you know, sparing a few minutes of time, so it was really good.
And immortal, by the way.
Hey, immortal, Jim. There's only five of them.
There's not many, so one of the all-timers. All right, we've got
a few more down here, Jim. Crowley from Bendigo.
Who is it?
Crowley from Bendigo.
Crowley.
Yeah, sorry, g'day, Fat, Jenny, how are you?
Good, g'day, mate. Crowley. What do you got for us?
Well, we had a lot of work to do, but because there was a lot of rain, I've spent the entire day on the broom. So I'm
You're
really
so unbelievable.
Entire day on the broom.
What do you mean?
It's beautiful.
What do you mean on the broom? What have you been doing? Sweeping all day?
Yeah, sweeping all day. You couldn't get on the roof. Too wet.
Oh.
Is it Bill?
Missus not around?
No, she's
rattled. Oh, very careful.
Oh,
all right.
I got a laugh here from the leg.
You landed yourself in an enormous amount of the brown stuff heading down that path. Bill, who else have we got down the front here?
We got Stephen. Where's Steve-O? Oh, g'day, Steve. How are you?
Good, mate. You, self.
You got a rat's tail?
I have.
How old are you?
61.
He's got a rat's tail, Jimmy. 61.
Bill.
What have you done, Steve?
I've got a Mick coin.
You've got a Mick coin?
Wow.
Very hard to get, aren't they, the Mick coins?
They are.
Yeah. Where is it? You got it on me?
No, not yet at the moment.
All right, we're just getting a photo of your rat's tail. That's going up on the Triple M website.
No doubt about that. I like it.
Jim,
well done,
another call?
Yeah,
we've got time for one more call. Who we got in the line here?
We've got Wayne. I think his name's from Heidelberg.
All right, Wayne.
Yeah, g'day, Wayne from Heidelberg here. Actually, no, it's Todd from Bowen Heads. Bill, you idiot.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
And guess what, Bill?
What?
I was in your pub, Bill. I shook your hand. You don't
when?
Know who it is. I was just in before and I had a pot, I had a Palmer, and then I pissed off from your dump of a pub. I'm never coming back. And you can stick that stupid statue at that stupid ground and it can stay there forever because it's a dump as well.
You were in the pub, then you got a free pot and Palmer, and did you give any money to MND?
I gave a bit to MMD, but you won't get a cent of it, Bill.
Oh, you can get stuffed, Todd. If you come in here again, I'm going to get someone to punch holes in you, you flog.
I'm never coming back, so lucky.
Bill, you shook his hand. You didn't even know it was Todd from Bowen Heads.
Can't believe that. What's he look like?
That's good. I like that. Now, prizes, please.
Oh, retro jumper. We got the pivots. We got passes. Righto, who wins?
Well, I think...
Adam.
From Grovedale.
He wins he's winning the AFL, he's winning sports bet tipping comp.
All right, Ads.
Hello.
All right, here are the prizes. You choose what you want. Radzi?
Two tickets to the Pivots Lunch, Geelong Cats Retro Drowner jersey, Geelong North Melbourne tickets or a meat tray.
Oh, I'll take the jumper, thank you.
There it is. Beautiful.
Righto. Brendan with his daughter with 13 goals.
Yeah, 13, yep.
What do you want, Brendo?
He doesn't want a retro jumper, he's already got one.
What are you talking to that, Brendo? What do you want?
Just get the tickets, thanks, boys.
The regos, or do you want the pivots?
I'll get the pivots.
Oh, hello.
Got to be 18.
Yeah, that's where I'll take the missus.
You got the Dahlia?
That's it.
You got a suit and tie? You just you don't look like it, that's all.
Paul.
Take after you, Bill.
Righto, two tickets to the pivots tomorrow. That
Paul
is me.
From the CBD. Paulie.
Hey!
All right, he's got through another day without using algebra.
Hang on a minute. Oh, no, I thought I was going to use algebra then, but
no. Now, Paulie, you can either have the meat tray, or if you want to come down tomorrow, you can watch the magnificent North Melbourne Football Club decimate Geelong.
Yeah.
No, I'll have the meat tray.
Meat tray's yours? off then.
That is that metro from Enzo's at Penny's just down here in Stinton Avenue.
Beautiful.
It's a magnificent. There's about six steaks missing out of it. But don't worry about that. We'll have that.
All right. And the
tickets. Joey Johns. Neil.
Where's Neil?
Neil's here.
There he is.
And you got some tickets, mate. Come and see us in a minute. Neil, good on you.
Well done. I'm just looking through the glass here at the Mighty Cremorne. I can see Tommy Stewart assembled.
Oh, look at Thomas.
He's got a nice bit of shoulder roll about him, Tommy, too. Actually, he's a bit of happiness.
He's banned from here. He got kicked out.
Oh.
Blewing and can't hold his liquor.
Hand pass to Stewart. Stewart for the Cats, 52 out. Sums it up. Took responsibility and banged it home, City End.
Hey, put your hands together for the star defender from Geelong, Tommy Stewart's in.
Oh, Tim. And a local boy too, Tommy Stewart from South Barwon, of course. You would have been down here a couple of times, Tommy, to the Cremorne.
I've been here a few times, mate, but as you said, I've been kicked out, so not allowed back.
Actually, it was interesting enough to read, you actually grew up in Mansfield.
I did, yeah. Northeast boy, so grew up at the foot of Mount Buller and moved down here when I was 14.
Did you come across our idiot mate Craig Kelly at any stage?
I did, actually.
Was he your coach?
He never coached me. He coached a lot of my cousins in the seniors, so he was a very animated man.
Very animated. Craig, yeah. And too animated, yeah. Given what he's achieved in life. Whereas you are absolutely flying. You're an amazing story. You were kicking around for South Barwon,
yep.
And dominating at that level, but you thought, you know what, I'm not satisfied here, I want to have a crack.
Yeah, a few of those sort of things, but I suppose as the story goes, Scarlett sort of gave me that nudge in the right direction and forced my way down the VFL.
Well, so what did he do? This is the great Matty Scarlett we're talking about. Did he ring the club on your behalf and say, look, I reckon you should have a look at this bloke? How'd it work?
Not so much that. I think just he told me I was wasting my time and then said, go have a crack at the VFL, and Troy Selwood and Shane O'Bray showed some pretty good interest in me, and yeah, I suppose the story goes from there.
It's fantastic. And then you want number 44, did you want that from Corey Enright, or was that your own number?
Nah, the club just gave it to me. They gave 3 to Path and 44 to me, so it was pretty special.
Exactly. And who'd you grow up barracking for?
Brisbane Lions? Yeah, Dad was a Fitzroy man, so Nigel Lacken was my favourite player growing up too.
Oh, so how have you found it, mate? You've now come in and played so well, as Bill said, in all Australian discussions, and so you should be. But the level, how have you found it, and the environment and the standards required and all of that?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, I suppose. Being a bit older, it's been a bit of a smoother transition, and I'm a local boy as well, so it just made it a lot easier.
And the back line? Lots been spoken about the back line, but very young, of course. You miss Hendo, and then Harry Taylor's been out. But a couple of blokes have been sensational. Henry's one.
Jack's been super.
Yeah, Jack Henry. Didn't know a lot about him.
No, he's only 20 years old as well. He's a budding star, I think. Once he plays a few more games, he could be as good as any defender in the AFL.
Blitz Arves has gone back and been really good.
He's been super again. Probably doesn't get the recognition he does. He should externally, but highly rated and does a job every week for us.
And another bloke,
Collar Jasny
or Kardashian, whatever. But he is Jakey boy. Not much has been spoken about him, but he's been very, very good back there.
He's a gun.
Yeah.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I reckon he's one of the most underrated players in the comp. I think he doesn't get the attention he deserves from opposition. And he wins every contest, every player he plays on, and he's a bloody star.
Well, ranked number 1 and 2 defence in the comp tomorrow, so yeah. that's saying plenty about the Scott Brothers teams. You got a bit of a kick during the week with Jared Waite being ruled out, so I'm guessing Big Blitz goes to Benny Brown. Who do you normally get when you play North?
I've only played North once, and that was round 2 last year, so I think my game's changed a bit since then. I was more of a lockdown defender last year, more so playing up the ground now and getting involved in the attack. So I'm not sure if there's any specifics apart from, I'm guessing, Blitzy on Brown, but they're a quality outfit, and we've got to respect every player on the field.
What have you learned from them in the Oppo meetings, as they call them? Their midfield's been very good too, and Shawnee Higgins, another Geelong boy, he's been flying, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we've got to respect them. They're in the premiership hunt for a reason. They're running carries as good as any club in the comp, and they're very damaging up forward.
So, Tommy, let's just swing the focus onto Bill, because that's why we're here. He's brought us down to his own pub. He's about to, later on with the superstar Joel Selwood, unveil a statue of himself.
Fair enough.
What do you know, growing up in this magnificent part of the world, what do you know about Bill? Back in the day, anything?
No, not much, to be honest. I didn't really know much about Bill until I moved to Geelong. So now he's everywhere. You can't go around the place without seeing him. He's the mayor, self-proclaimed mayor, I think.
That's it.
Haven't got internet in Mansfield?
No, we don't. No. NBN hasn't made its way up there yet.
Has he burrowed his way into the rooms when you've been in there, Tommy, with a few jumpers and didn't just put them in the boot to take to auctions and things?
Not sure.
No.
He's usually in the background somewhere.
That's
he's pretty
it,
good.
Jim. I don't like to jump on board.
Don't you?
But I do need a couple of jumpers signed too.
Yeah, no,
hey, what about the lovely Emma? You're engaged to Em. She's a local
engaged.
Girl?
She is. She's a Sacred Heart girl, and I'm a St. Joey's boy, so
oh.
All going well. Got engaged on Christmas Day last year.
What did you do? How romantic was it, Thomas?
It actually went balls up. I had the ring tied around the dog's neck, and he threw it under the couch. It was all panic stations from there. So just sort of took the sting out of it. But no, it was a good day.
Now, I don't know whether you can ever be a former carpenter, so you can go back and pick up the tools if you need to. Do you like the look of our high-vis vests here, Tommy?
Fantastic. A bit intimidating trying to walk into a room full of high-vis.
Oh, no. Well, don't worry. And we've got one here for you somewhere or another. Yeah, we'll dust one off so that if and when you go back onto the worksite after your illustrious career is finished, you can wear a Rush Hour high-vis vest.
And, Jim, you'd be happy with this. He played cricket with Alexander Thompson.
Right.
Which is the same team that Jay Clark played for. Do you know Jay?
I've met Jay before, yes.
Yeah. And you got a 96 one day, someone told me.
Got a 96 playing Warm Ponds at Warm Ponds and chopped on. So it was pretty flat. Got a rank half tracker and dropped it on. So it wasn't a great day.
Were you any good at all or not?
I was okay as a junior. Yeah. I was okay. Yeah, but footy was the mainstay.
Do you get back to South Bowen? See, Greg Dodds here. He thinks he runs South Bowen. But do you get back there?
I do. I love the club. I'm actually very lucky to be the number one ticket holder at South Bowen. So I get back every day, every time I can, and support the boys. So they're going really well too.
Do they play, I should know this, but I don't. Do they play against Bowen Heads with that beautiful ground where the caravan parks around? What league are they in?
Ballerine.
Oh, right. How can that be?
Geelong footy league.
So better.
No, Bowen Heads are lower.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, South Bowen's in a better league.
No, GFL's very strong, isn't it? One of the strong leagues.
Yeah, they just got knocked off their mantle this year in the Interleague, unfortunately. They've been number one for the last 6 years in Country Victoria.
So what happens tomorrow, mate? You get in there. Any routines? What do you do tomorrow? Do you go for a jog or...?
No, I'll come in. The VFL boys are playing before us, so it's always
good
to support
them. By the way?
It's fantastic. Yeah. I think it's a really good initiative by the AFL to give those boys some exposure, but I love getting there early and having a look and settle the nerves and then get into it.
Anyone in the VFL we should keep an eye on? I see the young boy Narkle's back.
Narks is back. Narks has been in good form. Timmy House, Ryan Abbott, a couple of local boys. There's a lot of pressure for spots and a lot of blokes coming back, which is fantastic.
Oh, and you might just have a father-son next year too. Oscar Brownless lurking around, Tommy.
I've heard Oscar's in very good form.
He chases and runs and tackles. So
it's good.
We don't know where that comes from.
Hey, you're a star, mate. Yes. Everyone loves the way you play. You play with great instinct and risk, which we think's absolutely brilliant. I'm not going to say good luck tomorrow because I won't mean it, but keep the good work going up because you're flying.
Thanks, JB.
Tommy Stewart,
everybody. Welcome to the Cremorne, by the way. Absolutely airborne down here. Well, we've got tradies everywhere, Bill. Loving what they're seeing, of course. Not used to seeing stars of our quality. Well, certainly me. Yep. Now, Bill, I'll tell you what we're doing here. Matty Haywood does a magnificent job in the production studio, Triple M, of course.
He's back in the studio. Couldn't make it.
And what he's done is put together two or three already what we call idiot songs.
These are
rock classics that he just intersperses with some of your idiot file.
Oh, yeah. I see. So, what's it called?
What are you talking about?
What's it called?
An idiot song.
Ah, yeah. Very good.
So, and this is to Highway to Hell, if you don't mind, by the greatest rock band many believe ever existed, AC/DC. So, Matty, here we go. Idiot song number three.
How do you spell AC/DC?
AC/DC.
I would not believe how long that went on that call. They could not spell AC/DC. What about the cricket?
The tips of the tone.
Elegant.
It's left me tears.
Let all of it out.
Astronomer.
Kim Jong-un. Spandau Ballet. Contribution.
Abbey Dubai.
Abbey Dubai. Denmarkian.
How do you do it? What do you do?
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
Brother of Kevin. he obviously feels bad about it. He's morally, ethically got a dilemma.
Oh, no.
That's it, Jim.
Bill.
Yes?
That is impossible to get any worse.
No, I can. I can.
Well,
a few frothies, I will. Friday frothy, of course.
Don't worry. There's plenty of those flowing at the Cremorne.
Oh, they're off the tap
here. Out of the tank.
Out of the tank. Straight out of the tank, Jim. And it's
Powley's
all going.
Here. Where's Powley?
Timmy Power from CUB.
Oh, don't worry. He's put the tank in out the back.
We got PFD here. Oh, nice chicken schnitzels here, Jim. Don't worry about that.
Beautiful. All right. So for everyone listening. Yeah, go on.
Oh, Scene Technology. Yeah. Unveiling of the statue very shortly.
Oh, no.
And Jim, our main sponsor.
Diablo.
Thank you.
Accessories. You have a go at it, Bill.
Diablo. There we go.
Yeah, not far away, Chris Scott, if you don't mind. Coach of the Cats, can't wait to hear from him. Joel Selwood in as well. Now, some ins and outs, Bill, of course, as we head into this big round of footy.
Oh, big round of footy, of course. Dusty out. That was interesting, Jim. He's already in New Zealand. And they bring in Miles, who had 44 touches last week, kicked 3 goals in the VFL.
Yep.
He's just been hanging for a game. So good luck to Miles there. No change at Geelong. We'll ask Chris Scott that. That hasn't happened a lot, so they'll be very happy there.
Yeah, the big zoo comes in for Jed Anderson.
Yeah, it's a big out. Jed Anderson's been very, very good. Coligno for the Giants, Jim. He's out.
Coniglio, yep.
Yep. A couple of big ones for the Gold Coast Suns. May and Hall, are very good players. So they're both out there.
Hey, we talked yesterday about who would potentially go to Buddy Saturday night. Yep. Nath Brown back in for the Saints. The big defender.
Yeah, needs
so,
that.
So there you go.
I tell you what is good. Tom McCartan comes in for Sydney.
Yes.
They play St Kilda.
Yep.
And Paddy, his brother, is up the other end. So we'll have the two brothers playing there. At the SCG. So that where's that? Etihad, of course. Good luck to the brothers there, McCartan brothers.
And big Sandylands out.
Well, that's what we're hearing, the Sandylands. Well, I'll pick Frio because it was over there.
Mm.
But Nat Fife out and Sandylands out, Jim.
And there's Tex in.
Yes. So.
The Texan comes in to play for the Crows, of course, the skipper.
Yep.
So Laird, Andy Otten.
Laird and Lynch go out there. And the big game on Monday, that is a huge one there. And we'll, they're just squads.
Squads at this stage, but Bill, because a long way off. Hey, well done to Ryan Griffin too. Game number 250, well done to him. Been a very good player
and
for
Jack,
the Dogs and the Giants.
Jack Billings out for St Kilda, who's a very good player, Jim.
He's a good boy too, Jackie, but he's just got to get, I imagine, some urgency into his game, Bill. Yep. That's what they want to see.
Exactly
They
right.
want to see him play like his life depends on it.
It's an interesting round. It's some really hard tips there, like who wins tonight, of course, who wins on Monday. The Geelong North's a great game.
Oh, yeah.
And also the Frio-Adelaide game. That's a big game too. So a tipster's nightmare, I reckon,
right,
Jimmy boy.
Well, we're going to just get to the news, of course. And after that, the coach, premiership coach of the Cats, Chris Scott's going to be in the house.
Beautiful. I feel
good. Oh, second hour from the Cremorne. Everyone's having a great time down here. Put your hands together for the superstar coach of the Geelong Footy Club, Chris Scott's in.
Scotty, how are you going, mate? All good?
Yeah, good, Bill. Just a standard Friday afternoon for me down at the pub. A
couple of frothies?
Maybe. Your pub, your shout.
Exactly. Now, you look out over here and there's a lot of Geelong supporters in the room, and I suppose you found out there's about 160,000 Geelong coaches, aren't there? How do you go with it all, living in Geelong, being coach of Geelong?
Well, it's actually better than I thought it might be. Having grown up in Melbourne, I just always assumed that Geelong was such a small town and it was really difficult to get away from footy. But we've loved it here to the point where, you know, when my time finishes at Geelong, hopefully it's not for a while, but my family and I will be staying down here. We love it. It's just a great place to live.
And Scotty, knowing a fair bit about you and your brother and your family, amazingly humble and self-effacing people, despite the incredible success you've had. So how do you look at Bill, who brings our show down to his pub and then builds a statue of himself and demands the captain of your club comes along and unveils it in his own town?
Well, I notice they've covered it up again pretty quickly, so it
well, can't be too attractive. It yet. It's coming soon.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Appreciated. Well,
yeah, I mean, I think Bill reflects the good parts of Geelong's past.
Beautifully said, Scotty.
Come on.
You still love coaching? You still got that fire in the guts and you can't wait to get out there tomorrow?
Oh, I love game day.
Yeah.
It's a stress, but I think, you know, to achieve good things in one's life, you need to put yourself in difficult situations and stressful environments. And, you know, with that, you know, comes some disappointment, obviously, when you don't succeed. But, it's an exhilarating industry to work in, and it's a great footy club to be a part of, and we've been fortunate to be a part of some pretty big games over my coaching career at Geelong. You know, and tomorrow's another one against a team that's going you know, really well, surprisingly well. I get a bit nervous and I get a bit agitated game day, as you might have seen, but hopefully not in front of the players, and you know, it's all worth it if we get a good result in the end.
What about in the box where you get very passionate? Last week you flicked a bug or something, you tried to break the window, but we love that. I think the supporters love that, to show your passion. I reckon they really like that, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about it a bit with our players as well. It's you know, it's important to be emotionally invested.
Yep.
I'm not a big believer in trying to disassociate yourself from the emotion of the moment. You've just got to make sure you channel it in the right way. So there's a time and a place. As I said before, I try to be controlled and measured in front of the players, which means there needs to be some forum for me to let off steam, because otherwise game day I'll go crazy.
Also, a little extra spice when you're up against your brother.
Ooh, twin.
I know you both try and say there isn't, but I know there actually is.
Oh, well, I mean, there is. It's just, I just don't think it's as funny for us as it appears to be for other people.
No, not funny, just a little bit of extra, tiny bit of needle.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I wish it was more fun.
Yeah, right.
But it's, you know, because it's so serious, it's what we do and we put so much work into it that it takes the edge off a little bit if you win. And it's really annoying if you lose to your twin brother, so...
And you'll chat afterwards, because you won't chat during the week. How does that bit work? Because you're very close, obviously.
Yeah, we speak a fair bit, so there's a respectful distance in the week of the game.
Yep.
But there'll be a respectful distance for the day or two afterwards as well. That's always a little frosty, but one way or the other. We're going down the slide with the other coaches for the Freeze MND on Monday. So that might be the first time we talk. So, yeah, it could be frosty in more ways than one.
I like it. Nice and icy.
Now, Scotty, I didn't realise this until just recently. You actually bought Bill's old house.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that is an interesting thing in itself. But
couple of skeletons there.
I'm about to say, Scotty. Are you aware of... all I'd say to you is I would go and invest in a metal detector and just wander around, because when it starts beeping, it's likely to be some treasure buried underneath.
I have heard those rumours. No, I just invested in some good disinfectant and made sure the place is scrubbed down.
Oh, a bit went on there, Scotty, in the pool.
Oh, no.
On that slide, the pool and the chook yard. You getting under the chook yard?
I do. I love my chooks, yeah. It's all part of being in the part of Greater Geelong.
Feeding the chooks. Now, no change, Scotty. When's the last time the Cats have announced their team and there's no change?
It would be a while. I can't remember the exact time, but I estimate it would be 5 times in my 8 years at Geelong.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we often do make some late changes, so I can't rule that out, you know, before the game tomorrow. But, yeah, it does speak a little bit to the early part of my time at Geelong, where we're trying to get some young players through, so we were trying to cycle players through. In the last 3 or 4 years, it's just been because of a lack of continuity with players, so particularly our forwards. You know, they've all got some great stories, great comeback stories. Dan Menzel, you know, he's still not back at the moment, but he did come back and play high-level footy. Lincoln McCarthy played his first game in over a year. We just seem to have a big group of players that play in that forward half that haven't been able to string a lot of games together, so hopefully that changes.
Scotty, every now and then with the Cats, we're so used to seeing it at that amazing high level. Every now and then it drops off. And for us who aren't as invested as you, we just look at it and go, shit, I didn't see that coming. Mm. You know, because you just so often play so well.
Like the Essendon game?
How do you go with that? Like, when you put your head on the pillow after that, is it just one of those ones where you say, you know what, I didn't see it coming either, so let's just prepare for next week, or does it really eat away at you?
No, it eats away at me. More than anyone else, I'm confident to say. You know, there are often some reasons behind it that we know about that we don't publicise, and there's good reason for not publicising those things. So we do have a little bit more clarity on a lot of occasions. But for the most part, I just think in today's competition, it's really, really hard to maintain a level, particularly if you have a good amount of inexperience in your team. And once again, tomorrow we're going to take 10 players in with under 50 games experience. When I started in 2011, there are only 4 or 5 guys left from that team. So it's just ridiculous to suggest that you can have that sort of transition and just maintain your level without some hiccups along the way.
We want to talk Freeze MND with you next. Can you stick around?
I can.
Good Chris on. Scott from the Cats.
Chris Scott.
Yeah, Chris Scott in the house, everybody. Loving having him in here, by the way.
Yep.
Now, we've got...
Exactly. Oh, they're getting a bit loud, but it is Frothy Friday.
No, and it is a pub, Bill.
It is a pub, yeah.
We have got the Big Freeze coming up, the slide on Queen's Birthday Monday, which will be sensational. Tell us how long ago, Scotty, you knew this was happening.
towards the start of the season. It might even have been, actually it was before the season. So a lot of work's gone into it. And Neil's been at the forefront of most of it. He's, you know, he's obviously not in perfect health, but he's finding a way to fight through. And just the logistical effort of getting all 18 coaches, including the participating coaches, which is astonishing. I'm not sure I'd be up for that. But that, I think that speaks to how keen everyone is to get behind the cause. And, you know, it is, especially when we've all got such close links with Neil, you know, seeing what he's dealing with just inspires you to help in any way you can.
And for the interstate coaches to stick around, because obviously the Queen's birthday game is two Melbourne clubs, so they've all got to stay, that's a big thing too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, for the guys to come over from Perth, especially, you know, the guys travelling to hang around, it's, you know, this sounds insignificant in the scheme of things, but, you know, Monday's the busiest week, about in the week for coaches. So, you know, to get unanimous support for it, I think, is a great thing, and hopefully it generates the kind of interest that the organisers are planning.
Well, we got the beanies here, and I think they're sold out.
No, I don't know.
Still some more? No, gone.
Sold out.
Completely gone, Bill.
Beautiful. Well done to the crowd here. Well done.
Done a magnificent job.
Great effort. What about, do you know what you're wearing down the slide?
I've just had it confirmed, but it's a closely guarded secret at this point. Yeah. Suffice to say there'll be some coverage.
Good.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Actually, you're looking pretty good. You're in here in the shorts. You're playing a bit of golf. Where are you a member?
Down here at 13th Beach.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, keep it local. It's just another one of the great parts about being in down here at the Cattery.
Now, I want to ask you about Ryan Plugger-Gardner, who has played most of his career in Geelong in the VFL at fullback. And they moved him to full forward a couple of weeks ago. I think he kicked one in the first week, but then he kicked six on last weekend. And what happened?
Well, Jake Collajasny, who is friends with Ryan, just, I think, quipped that if he kicks six at any stage that he'd pay for his trip to the US at the end of the season. and unbeknownst to Jake, while we were playing the Gold Coast, we got word through that he had, in fact, kicked his sixth with about 5 minutes to go. So we made sure that we had that up on the whiteboard for the players when they came back in. They were all in a great mood. Good win, 85 points against the Gold Coast. And then Jake saw that. He was the only one disappointed.
Well, I did hear that. The boys all walk in, and on the whiteboard, it said Plugger, Gardner, six goals. And they couldn't believe it. And then they worked it out. And he's a bit tight too, I think, Jakey boy. So that'll hurt him.
Yeah, well, he's already talked about passing the hat around. I'm not sure that's happening.
Much better to coach Gary Ablett than coach against him?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I think I said, you know, not long into my coaching time at Geelong that, you know, the only real regret I have at the moment, things are going pretty well, was that I didn't get the chance to see Gary as part of our team. So it's great to have him back. He's just so committed to what we're trying to do, really open to a slight shift in role. And it's only going to be a slight shift. We still think that he can be one of the premier midfielders in the comp, but cohesion's really important. So we've got some other good players in there as well. So he's really open-minded to complimenting them as much as possible. But, I mean, still in my mind, the best way for him to help the team is to play as well as he possibly can as an individual.
And did I hear you say the other day he's the best player you have seen?
Yeah, I did say that at one stage. I mean, I'm not very good at this analysis. I tend to flip-flop a little bit. But there was a point, I think 4 or 5 years ago, watching him play, and I just the question was put to me, you know, and I've got a bias towards Michael Voss as an ex-Brisbane Lions player, and I barracked for Hawthorn as a kid, which I regret.
Yes.
Yes.
But I did follow Lee Matthews, and, you know, if he's not the best player of all time, then the others must be pretty good. But at that point, Gary, you know, had gone up to the Gold Coast, and everyone thought, well, you know, you've been a great player at Geelong, but you've had some pretty good support around you. Let's see how you go up there. And he just got better. And, you know, under some trying circumstances, was just so consistent every single week. There was a point there as an opposition coach where you thought, well, we won't be able to stop him, but we'll just try to limit the damage as much as possible.
Tell us about a couple of players who you haven't got playing at the moment, but we hope aren't far away. Harry Taylor. What's age doing?
Yeah, pretty optimistic that Harry will be back post-bye, certainly. There is a chance he might play some footy next week. We just need to work out the best return-to-play program for him. So that's exciting. But we're going to be a little bit careful. Our backline's going pretty well, so we don't feel the need to, you know, to throw him back in before he's absolutely ready.
Your favourite player, Nakia Cockatoo?
Yeah, he'd be up there if he played.
If he ever played,
If he played, he'd be up there. Yeah, he's post-bye. So, again, we're being careful with him. He just hasn't had a run at it. I'm really confident, as are the other coaches and his teammates as well, that if he can get 20 or 30 games in a row, he'll be a really, really high-level player.
And Dan Menzel, as he said, was playing at a great level. How far away is he from playing footy again?
Yeah, there is some chance he'll play some VFL footy this week as well. So it'll only be a limited dose, but that leads us to believe there's a very strong chance he'll be back post-bye. So he's pretty confident, Dan. Now that he's moving around, he thinks he can get back to his level pretty quickly.
Well, I know we need to let you go. Yeah. I know how much you love lots of things, Scotty, including AFL footy and the Geelong Footy Club, but you love your golf and you also love your high-quality red wine. So I don't know if you've met Rocky Burnett over there from the Lord of the Isles.
Yes.
He has got the greatest cellar in Geelong by a mile. So, Scotty, just drift by and he'll open it up and give you whatever you want for nothing.
Yes.
It's a perfect Friday afternoon. Start at the Cremorne for a few frothies and then head down to the Lord of the Isles for a steak and a red.
That's it.
See you there.
A Rockford's after the great man or a St. Henri or a 707, anything you like.
Grange. Grange. Straight to the Grange.
Jeez, you want to have plenty of money if you're going to eat there, but... good on you, Scotty.
Hey, well done with Monday. Yes. That is sensational. Big
and
game tomorrow. Good luck with that.
Go Cats.
Chris Scott would be absolutely delighted with the way they're going about. And here's another one. Selwood around the corner on the left, two over the right shoulder.
All right, everybody. Joel Selwood in the house.
Very good.
Now, Bill's made this all about himself.
Yes.
Disgracefully. Brought us down to his pub to do a show. Got a statue of himself on the screen. He's got the goal after the siren on high rotation. What we have now, ladies and gentlemen, is proper Geelong royalty.
Yep.
Three-time premiership player, six-time All-Australian, three-time BNF, 260 games. Sell. Very welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you, Jim, and welcome to town. This is Bill's hometown, and... absolutely own the area around here, don't you?
No, you've done a pretty good job, Joel.
When you're, reasonable job, yeah.
When you win a premiership and things like that, which we couldn't do. I see Sean Simpson here too. He couldn't do it either. Barry Stoneham and those, Gary Abbottini, those blokes. But you blokes walk around. How do you go walking around like a smaller city like Geelong?
Small town. No, I mean, we walk around and quite enjoy just... blending in with the locals. You would have had Tommy Stewart in before in trackies, I'm guessing.
Exactly what he was wearing.
Well, the coach would have been...
Shorts.
Shorts. So still very Geelong, and that's what we love about the boys. And, just join in. That's what they do.
Exactly. Now, I've got to ask him, because it's very important. A couple of other injured blokes. We spoke to Scotty, but we want to know, where is your brother? Because we want him in the middle, because three of yous run one way and he runs the other way. So
he does help us in the middle. But
where's Scooter?
Well, we would like him tomorrow, but he's going to be on, I think he's got the 9 o'clock game. So he's going to be there nice and early. He'll be in the twos along with Lockie Henderson
That's good.
Cam Guthrie has his first one back from a syndesmosis injury, which is the ankle that I had tightened up at the end of last year.
Yeah. So Hendo back. That's his first game for the year?
First one back for the year, and he sort of had some ups and downs, Locke. He's had three bouts of surgery since the end of last season. And, finally got it right.
And during the week I saw Big Sav, Big Radigalia, come back. He's got the foot in plaster, but he's doing laps on a scooter.
Yeah, so it's the easiest way to get around at the moment for the boys. So Cam Guthrie passed it over to him this week. And so Sav's back into the club, and it's time to feed him up and to get some muscles on him, because he showed a bit, didn't he, first 10 rounds. And it was, he's quite a good surprise story for us. We had looking for a second tall forward, Ruckman, to fill that role. And he was the one that did it for us early in the year.
Now, Sal, we are in the country area, of course, the beautiful Western District's not too far away. Two bulls in a paddock's normally hard to manage.
Yes.
When three slide into the one paddock, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
You got yourself, you got Danger, and you got Gaz. How's it working? Mentally.
Well, mentally it's easy.
Right.
Through Gaz has had the hamstring, Paddy had a sore back there for a while, didn't get much of a pre-season done. So we haven't overly been that fit throughout the first half of the season. So We're slowly building. We'd like to be playing a little bit better than what we are, especially together too. But it was good to see the little master find a little bit of form last week. But, yeah, I think the second half of the year will hopefully get a bit more dangerous.
So the Ruckman hitting zone, who's got call on that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the captain's job.
There we are.
That's a captain's job. But
very good.
You know, and it goes a little bit deeper than that. Like, Tim Kelly's been a great find for us. Mitch is back playing well the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Sam Menegola spends a bit of time in there. So, yeah, and then obviously Scoot to come back.
So did you crack the sads last year? Is this true? Because Danger was getting all the media and everyone was talking about Danger for the last couple of years and poor old little Joel, he got no mention. So you weren't happy.
Who's been on the show before me today?
Tom Stewart said that.
Yeah, he would have said that. Okay. He's getting a bit too far ahead of himself, isn't he? He only rocked up yesterday.
And now's Britt. Oh, he's in love too.
Yeah, she's well. She's well. She's very well. She's just knocked off work for the day, so she's a teacher out at Nelson Park, the special school. So she's she'd be very happy that it's a long weekend, I would have thought.
It's been a while now, Jolie. For you?
Well, it has, Bill, yeah. Three and a bit, so can't catch any others, so I might as well keep her around.
Hey, does Benny Jacobs go to you? What does he normally do against the Cats?
Well, he hasn't been there the last couple of years, Jim, so probably expecting a matchup. I mean, Gaz was pretty solid last week, and then Mitch Duncan ran off the back of the square and had a big influence on the game, so we're open to him going to anyone, but we've got to help out whoever he does go to because he has been playing some really good footy.
Pretty heavy favourites tomorrow, the Cats, and should be too. I think North have won once down here in 10 years or something.
Well, you haven't made your way down here too often. But you've made your way down here more often than other Victorian clubs, Jim, so we appreciate that.
How is the new ground with all the stands and things like that? Has it changed at all?
It has. I mean, the sound has, and then making sure that we keep the noise in, and it's a great place to play. The deck's unbelievable. We relish just playing on the deck and feeling good afterwards. So we've got to make sure that we sort of make it our own again. We got ran over early in the year, which was as bad as loss that I've been in for a long time. But we have been playing some good footy down here, and we've got to make sure that we win games down here. Just like it's an advantage when we play West Coast over there, that they're just so strong, and crowd gets involved, and we have to make sure we shut them out.
I think it's time, Nilly, to unveil it.
Oh, no.
The reveal. The great statue there, Jolie. We haven't seen it yet, but it's...
Can't believe you haven't had one before, mate.
Oh, I can't either, actually. You're right. I'm
Joel,
not appreciated at all.
You are a bit like Chris we spoke to earlier, I said, very humble and self-effacing, which is what I find interesting. The more people achieve, the more humble they tend to be. Yeah. That's why Bill is not humble at all. And what he's done is he's built a statue of himself.
I didn't build it.
And then demanded that you come down and unveil it. So what we're going to do, Rabsy, is take a little break.
Yep.
All right, I think we've got a montage, have we, when we come out?
A montage.
All right, and then we're going to get Joel and Bill over to do what they need to do. So take it away, Rabsy.
I retired in 1997, Jim.
Well, you got the arse.
Retired, I said, you dick. And again, the AFL hasn't put me in the Hall of Fame, Jim. It's a disgrace. I had my first meeting last night, Jim, of course, because I'm not happy with not getting in the Hall of Fame.
I know. So your committee was the great Barry Stoner, otherwise known as Barons.
Yep. Bulbhead, who's Paul Brown.
Paul Brown. And Narrowhead.
Narrowhead, who's Sean Simpson.
Fine player for the Cats.
So Barry has proposed...
Oh, no.
..a statue.
Where, please? Where's this statue going?
Well, we might unveil it at our show next Friday. I had to go and see Rob, my friend down there at Scene Technology.
Right.
Guess what they do, Jim?
What do they do?
Statues.
Oh, no. What of?
Anthony William Brown.
Oh, no!
Probably when I kicked that goal after siren.
Well, he's had a rock and rolling season. Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal? Billy, you are king of the
Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
This is live on Instagram, by the way, if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
We were just discussing with some, some great sophistication how we're going to do this unveiling.
Yeah.
Bill said, have you got a countdown back in the studio? This is true, Sil. You won't believe this is actually said by Bill, but it was. I said, no, we'll just do a live one. He goes, okay, well, you do the 5-3-4.
That's it.
Bill.
What?
You are a rolled gold idiot.
Well, we got Rabsy back there. He wouldn't know what to do. He's not used to being working with us.
Oh, no.
So what are we going to do?
Well, you've got the great skipper of the Cats, of course. Yep. We mentioned his resume before. You're very privileged that he's agreed to come down here and do this because he's way above this sort of crap.
No, he's not. He loves it.
Anyway, we're going to get the crowd here to go 5-3-4-2-1.
Oh, well done.
And when we do that, Joel, we'll get you to
reveal
what's behind. Are we ready? 5-4-3-2-1.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Look at him.
What is that?
Jim, he's bald.
Oh.
He's bald, Jim.
Oh, no.
What happened to him?
Well, I don't know.
A bit bigger downstairs.
Oh, no.
No, look at him. That's when I kicked that goal after the siren, Jim, right here that's going around now, and had the fingers up in the air. So that is it. Bronze statue.
Jolly, how do you see it, please?
It's big.
Mate, I've actually heard the story a few times, and it gets more interesting every time I hear it, but it's beautiful.
I don't
know where we'll put it. But
you can take it home,
beautiful.
Joel. Yeah, Brit will love that. Yeah. Oh, we've got Robbie. Rob from Scene Technology.
Yes,
Robbie's
nice.
Here. And Hansi, who must be South African.
Yeah.
Hansi's here too. But there it is. Oh, what about that? We'll take it down to the footy ground tomorrow.
I'm about to say, what are you going to do with it?
I'll take it home tonight and sleep with it.
Oh.
I've always wanted to sleep with myself. And then we'll go down to GMHBA tomorrow. And all the lovely people, the fans, would love to get a photo
would
with
they,
it.
Bill?
I don't know. G'day, Bill. How are you? Look at him. How many frothies you want? Two. He wants two frothies. Oh. That is it, Jim. That is the unveiling. Well done to Rob and Hansi here. Scene Technology. Joel, I know you've done a lot of things and got premiership cups, but that'd be up there with it, wouldn't it?
Mate, absolutely. It's the first I've ever unveiled anything. So, I'm not sure just what it is.
I'm not sure. Jolly, I'm not sure the guts is big enough, by the way.
Haxley, well done, Rob. You've looked after me with the guts. Exactly right. Well done. I don't know. Then I don't know what we do with it, to be honest. We might just put it in at Triple M there, Jim.
Would we?
Yeah, or the as you come into Geelong, maybe a cryo. That'll last a while.
Hey, hands together for the great Joel Selwood, everybody.
Yes,
well done, Sel. Brilliantly done. Now, Bill, what are you doing, please?
Oh, we got a joke time coming up, Jim. We only got 4:50, so we'll do a bit of padding here.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
We should thank some people, Jim.
All right.
Shh, we can shut them up here. Scene Technology, of course, who did the statue, Robin
Hunting.
Nicely
done. Very nicely done.
Diablo Accessories. Thank you, Jim. Cuts like a hot knife through butter.
Yep.
Also, CUB with Timmy Powell and his mob here. PFD, of course, with the schnitzels, and they provide all the pubs and businesses.
Yep.
Bar Fridges Australia.
Oh, hello.
And Corey's here. Where's Corey? Look at the bar fridge over there, that magnificent bar fridge. See that over there in the bar, Jim?
I can see it, Bill, yes.
Yeah, well done, Corzo. He's a star from Ballarat. Who else do we want to thank?
Well, before you do any more of that, Diablo Accessories we need to just mention.
Yes.
Saw blades, recip blades, router bits. Sanding belts and discs,
ooh.
Jigsaws, Bill.
Router.
They are. Yeah, thank you, Bill. That's exactly what we said. They are absolutely superb, the Diablo tools, specifically designed to meet the needs of construction and remodelling market. So, Bill.
Thank you to
Diablo
them.
Accessories have been great to us bringing this show to you, well done.
And all the here at Triple M, Lucy and George and Courts and Jill and Andrea Ben.
And
all from Triple M.
Hose Mary,
of course. Sorry,
I can't
Hose
believe
Mary.
She's actually worked her way down here, Hose Mary. She's, of course, breakfast show royalty.
Exactly, Hose Mary over
very
there.
Very nice to have her here, the hose.
And we've sold all the beanies. That's Hose Mary from the hot breakfast. Yeah.
There must be.
Look at them all taking photos of Hose Mary now.
There he is. Where is Hose?
That's Andrea.
Andrea. There must be a real grungy band somewhere in Geelong tonight for Hose to be down here.
There's those. Also, we've sold all the beanies. For MND too, of course. So we got, speaking of that, Ben Riddle from Buxton Real Estate, just down the road, Jim.
Yeah, how good. Where is Ben? Is he
Benny
still
was coming in. He played for the Supercats. He looks after Buxton just down there in Newtown. He's donated $3,000.
Oh, how good.
Well done to Benny Riddle. A $3,000 donation to the MND, Enzo's
Enzo at Penny's, of course. They've provided some things today. It's been fantastic. So we'll give away some prizes after this.
We will.
But it's nearly time now for...
We're not quite ready. You've still got 2.5 minutes. The joke's not kind of...
Oh, how many jokers have we got?
How many joke tellers? One.
Just one.
Have you got one for yourself?
I'm just working one up now, Jim.
I would have thought you'd need to have it by now. Cats by how far tomorrow, by the way?
No, tough game. It's going to be a tough game against North Melbourne. As you know, they've been very, very good. Their back line is very good. Their midfield is good. The Cats back to some form last week. So I think they can win it. Got to win at home, Jim.
All right. Yes, you do. No doubt about
yes.
that, Bill. All right. We're looking forward to bringing that to you, by the way. Triple M Footy after the Dead Set Legends start at 10 o'clock. Sue's got a joke for us.
Yeah, hang on. We've got to go to the sponsor.
Oh, okay then, Bill.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's no joke. You can't say no to CC's.
Okay, Sue thinks she can tell a good joke, Jim.
This is Sue sitting next to you.
That's Sue next to me.
Hey,
right?
Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Where are you from? Joke by us. Where are you from, Sue?
Geelong.
Oh, nice. Good.
Righto, Sue. Here's Sue's... Shh, got to listen to Sue's joke.
What do you call a doll with chops on its head?
What?
Barbie.
Can't you tell jokes like that, Fat?
Well, I've got one, Jim.
All right, go on.
A horse walks into a bar, just like here at the Cremorne. A horse, Jim.
Yes, Bill.
The barman said, "Why the long face?"
Oh, no.
He said, "My wife, she doesn't want to talk to me for 7 days." The barman said, "Why the long face?" He said, "Well, it's been a week now."
Oh, no.
That means she's going to talk to him, Jim.
Sue, have you got another joke?
Who wins? Do you think Sue wins?
Who wins, Sue?
Bill. No. Jeez, they can get stuffed. Anyway,
hey, thanks for coming, everyone. Been absolutely superb.
And we got Mark Blunt. Mark Blunt coming up. Don't go anywhere. Sam Plank, Bam Wah. Don't go anywhere. Sue, you win a prize.
Another catch-up done with Triple M's Rush Hour. Head to thirstycamel.com.au to join Thirsty Camel's Hump Club and take $10 off your next purchase.